91.3 KXCI Tucson. It is Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday, when we invite our friends down from the U of A to tell us what they've been working on, what their aspirations for the future are. We even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Julie Huynh. She joined us a couple years ago here on Thesis Thursday. She graduated in December, and she'll be starting medical school in July. Welcome, Julie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell me what you've been up to for the last 2 years.
Well, after I graduated, I continued my job working full-time for FORCE, which stands for Facing Our Risk of Cancer Empowered, and we are a national nonprofit organization that's dedicated to hereditary breast and ovarian cancer.
So you used to you were a science writer for the Wildcat, and that's translated now into this job for FORCE.
Yeah, so I was a science writer for the Wildcat, and then I became the editor for that section, and I realized that I just really like communicating science to people, because when I was in high school, it was mostly just textbooks and learning, and I never really saw how cool science was. It wasn't super easily accessible, so I've always just wanted to make science as accessible as possible.
We talked a little bit off air and about how difficult it can be to communicate verbally and in writing science to either a layperson or even to other scientists. Are you a natural at it? How did you develop that talent?
No, I'm not a natural at it. You learn these huge words in school and you think that you've got it down. But really, when you try to talk about it to a layperson, you realize that, oh, that means nothing without the context of this. And even when you're writing, just because science really is a story, you want to present it as a story, and you can't really just do that with listing facts or anything. So it takes a lot of practice to be able to write and speak science. But it's something that I definitely work a lot towards doing.
Tell me about a story that you wrote for FORCE that you loved.
There is a research paper that came out looking at the involvement of BRCA protein in Alzheimer's. The research article itself was fine and it was interesting. It'll lead to, I think, a lot of interesting questions about BRCA and Alzheimer's possibly in the future. But a lot of headlines in the news were saying things such as BRCA mutations were linked to Alzheimer's, implying that people who have BRCA mutations were possibly at higher risk for Alzheimer's. But that's not what the research article itself even showed. So one of the X-rays articles, that's the program that I work for in FORCE. It was CDC funded, and it was primarily developed in order to give young breast cancer survivors the tools to understand reports of research in the media better. We did a X-rays report on that, and it really went into how that was not what the research was about. It wasn't saying that BRCA mutation carriers were more likely to get Alzheimer's. It was just looking at very early basic science.
So you're going to go to medical school in July, and then ultimately, what are you hoping to do with your career?
I plan on attending U of A's MD-PhD program, and I would like to become a physician scientist in the future.
Awesome. And you listen to music?
Yes.
What do you like?
I'm going through a Ellie Goulding phase right now. I really like her. Generally, I do listen to pop. My secret is sometimes I listen to K-pop when I'm studying because I can't understand what they're saying. So it's really good upbeat study music.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for coming in, Julie.
Okay, thank you.